Yo, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show onto all the apps that people like to listen to? How do you make money? The answer was pretty simple for me. I started using Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and super easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise in your podcast. So that means you can get paid immediately, like right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading you this ad. It's super simple. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, let's start now. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of producers using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start. See you soon.
Like, who made your bracelet? That looks like an aggressive.
You know, I got this bracelet from a guy in the steam room back in Arizona.
You got what?
Hey, Kenny, quit asking questions.
You
man.
Got the bracelet from a dude guy in the steam room. Explain, please. Please so explain.
I saw this guy wear this in the steam room, and I noticed the dark.
So what did you ask
Are
him
you
for?
Are you kidding me?
And I did. We were talking. I said, that's a nice bracelet. And I said, I had never seen it before. And I asked him. I didn't ask him for it. So we get out of the steam room. We get dressed. He comes over. He said, man, you can have the bracelet.
That's Wait. How- I had a question. Were towels on or off in the
towels table? Were on.
Okay, that's all I'm saying, man.
Towels were on.
Okay, man. Hey. Yo, get out. Yo, he got me up. He's like, ask him about the bracelet.
Oh, wait,
so I didn't know the story. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Towels were on, Chuck.
Towels were on. But he was a real nice guy. He gave
Obviously, me. Obviously, he was real nice. Bracelet, man.
Hey, man, y'all can't make me feel bad. We had our towels on. It was 2 minutes talking to the Y'all haters, dude.
I'm not saying them anything you, on. I just
try. Hey, you ever see yourself admitting, yeah, the guy in the steam room gave me his bracelet? I don't see that.
You don't tell what? Nobody else that story, Chuck.
You're too late. You're too honest,
y'all
man.
Haters,
that's your
man.
Problem, man. You waste
Hey, man,
time.
Whatever your name
you
is.
Just say, hey, look,
I don't even know his name.
I don't know his name.
And he gave you a bracelet in the steam room as he was rubbing oil on your back.
So
you don't
empty.
Even know his name. Oh, man. The guy's rubbing oil on your back.
He wasn't rubbing all over
me.
He
was bracelet.
He was rubbing all over my back, man. Hey, man, whatever your name is, thank you for my bracelet. Thank you.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Stretch 4 podcast. I'm your host, Peter Tran, and on the line, I got my pick and pop partner, Josh Cohen. How you doing?
I'm isolating.
ISO.
ISO by yourself.
Nice. Rajan Walia, the banger in the paint. How you feeling?
I'm isolating as well. I'm trying to play more ISO than Joe Johnson.
Yo, that's impossible, man. We can't change your name to ISO Raj, can we?
Based off of my basketball game, I don't think anyone wants that to happen.
Quarantine Raj, that's going to be the new name on the floor. All right, well, we're about, what, a weekend now? Probably won't release this for another few days, so, you know, bear with us. Nothing is really going to change. You're going to hear more about random players getting it. You're going to hear more about positive tests, negative tests. All we really know is the NBA is not coming back for a while. I don't think any of us expect it to come back soon. And we got to cope with it somehow. For this week, we're going to try something a little different, make us think a little bit out of the box, hopefully. We're going to talk about players that we think would be, you know, a good time to talk to. Guys that you'd want to have an interview with, who would actually be real with you. Guys who you'd want to possibly get a drink with. You know, just either you can take it as a fun-loving guy, someone who you think will actually be real with you and talk about whatever you want. You just want anybody that you can talk to. And Raj, this is your idea, so why don't you start us off? We're going to go with two current players, two past players, and one flex, so one from either of those categories. And Raj, start us off.
Yeah, who's number one right, do you want... Raj? Like, number one.
Oh, no. I can't do that.
Yes, you can. Oof. Everyone's got to
no,
choose
yeah,
one.
No, yeah, do it. Oh, this is great. Yeah, do that.
You're putting me who's on the spot like dog? That, eh?
Who's your top dog?
Oh, that's tough, especially because I'm still trying to work through the five. There's so many good players. I didn't really want to do players that it seems like I've gotten to know them a lot on TV. Maybe I might choose one superstar. Right now, I would say the person that comes to mind the first. This is tough. You're putting me on the spot.
You have your list prepared.
I'd probably say Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh.
Yeah, I would say Dirk Nowitzki. I think he's a really chill guy. I think he's had obviously a great NBA career. He's played against some of the greats that I've watched growing up. He's won a championship. Always seems like someone who's like a good time, like someone who could probably laugh and tell you how it is. And I think he just really hasn't been covered for how great of a player he was for the 18 or 19 season he played in the NBA. And also he's followed by a great owner in Mark Cuban. So I think he would just be like a great conversation, still very relevant. And also he's an international player. So he maybe has different experiences, and I'd say Dirk would be probably my number one guy. I think he'd just be a chill time to talk to him.
I like that pick. Dirk has one of the best Twitter accounts of all the NBA players, even when he was still playing. That dude looks hilarious. We've all seen those videos of them, like, you know how during the games teams always have these promotional videos of guys like being fools and da-da-da-da? There are videos of Dirk singing karaoke. He's like rapping and stuff. This dude looks hilarious, man. I would love to get a drink with Dirk too.
Yeah, he's picking me first, so no taking him off on any of your lists.
Jay, who you got?
You go first.
Oh, you already know where I'm going, man. I'm going with Captain Jack, Stack Jack, Steven Jackson, all day.
You mentioned Ron Artest. You have said that Ron Artest never thanked you for what you did at the Palace. Why do you think he should have thanked you?
Because I don't think he was thinking at the time. Like, the funniest thing, me and Jamal Tinsley, every time I see him, we laugh at this. Right after the brawl, we're in the locker room. And this is why I say he never said thank you. We're in the locker room. So we're sitting there, legs all scratched up from hopping over the bleachers, our adrenaline pumped because we done laid a couple people out. We feeling like we did something, you know what I mean? We all sit back, and Ron Artest, a.k.a. Metal World Peace, leans back and look at Jamal Tinsley and asks us, do you think we're going to get in trouble? I say, Ron, trouble? You lucky we still have a job. That was the funniest thing. That was the funniest thing ever. Trouble? You lucky we have a job, Ron? Crazy.
Well, hold on. Knowing that you're lucky you had a job, you went into the stands, way high up into the stands. What made you go
in
there?
You enjoyed that. Steven, you looked like you were enjoying that. Admit now that you were enjoying punching the customers.
Hey, well, let me say this. All of racial slurs I done heard, all the things I done heard about my mom and my basketball game and my kids and all this, it felt good to punch a fan one time. I'm not going to lie. I regret it. I ain't gonna lie, I regret it because I lost $3 million behind and I almost lost my job. I regret it, but when I initially went in the stands, I went up there to help Ron. If you look at the tape, I go up to a row above Ron because I was trying to grab him. Well, as I got up there to grab him, another fan threw another beer in his face. I felt like he got assaulted at the time, so I felt like if you up here, you should be breaking up, but you throw a beer, you deserve a lick too, and he got it.
If you don't listen to the All the Smoke podcast with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, you got to subscribe now because that is hilarious. Stack, obviously we all know him as like one of the best shit talkers. He was in the Malice at the Palace. This dude tells stories like nobody's business. He's that uncle at the barbecue that you want to talk to all day. He's always smoking or he's drinking, and he's been around the league. Like, he played for the Spurs in 03, hit some big shots, obviously won the championship with them, made his way around the league, known as like one of the tough guys and one of the best scorers, and then went back to the Spurs and ended his career there. He's obviously bitter with Pop, with how his career ended there. Man, I love listening to this guy talk. Every time I hear him on an interview, on his podcast, on any TV broadcast, I know I have to listen to it.
Yeah, most guys wait until they're about 60 to 65 to reach that mode where you just don't give a fuck anymore and you can just say whatever the hell you want. And for Stack Jack to reach that point at age 21, it's very impressive. 21. If not earlier.
That's great.
Yeah, Stack is the best, man. He tells stories about like them going to smoke up with Don Nelson during the We Believe teams, about drinking in the arena right after the games. Like, this dude is amazing to listen to. I would listen to this guy talk all day if I could.
I feel like when he's done with ESPN, when he either gets fired or just decides to go to Fox Sports, I feel like ESPN is going to come out with a statement saying that every single show that he was on had to be tape delayed by at least a couple seconds in order for them to beep out or just eliminate whatever swear words that Stack Jack said during the interviews or said during, you know, the jump or whatever.
Yeah, I love it. More Jack. That's all I can say.
Jack is great.
All right, who's yours?
I mean, there's only one choice. I mean, come on. It's Charles Barkley. Come on.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley is the funniest man on television.
Shout out to Kenny in New York. Baron Davis is here. Who do you have to apologize to?
I want to apologize to the women of San Antonio. Because, Ernie...
What happened? What happened to prompt this? This has been going on for a good 12 years.
I had churros last night. I see what all the excitement is about. I had churros last night.
Talk to him, Chuck. Woo! Talk to him. What was they like?
Man. I was last night. Them damn thing good, Ernie. Them churros good. I see why they got all the big old women down there. Man, them churros are the bomb.
Don't break the set. Churro
party. I'm telling y'all, man. Hey, I got to apologize. Them churros.
Have some ice cream with those churros.
I had vanilla ice cream.
Look at you.
Oh man.
Yeah. I had churros, that's good vanilla ice cream.
So now you can.
I washed it down.
Now you can understand. And now you can understand the situation.
What's going on down in San Antonio.
All right, so.
Especially in the sports sector. I mean, funniest man overall, it's up for debate. But one story that really got me out of all the stories he's told and all the stories have been told about him is when he met this man named Lin Wang at a bar. And I'll read you a little excerpt from the article. This is like the origin story, essentially. So it was like one of those random things Barkley recalled with a laugh. It was on a business trip, and he stayed in one of the hotels and was walking in the lobby, and I saw Charles Barkley. And Barkley said that he was in Sacramento speaking at a charity event, so the man, Lin Wang, went to go say hi and take a picture with him. And Barkley's just sitting at the bar, and then he said, me and your dad, he was talking to the daughter at the time, were the only two people in there, and we just sat down and started talking. And his dad said, or the dad said, he's a super nice guy. And before we know it, we looked at each other and said, yo, man, I'm hungry. Let's go to dinner, Barkley said. It turned into a two-hour dinner, and then we actually went back to the bar and just sit there and talk for another couple hours, and the rest is history. Ever since that point, they were obviously friends, and they never go see each other throughout the years until, unfortunately, the man passed away. And then the daughter told the story through a podcast and this major article that came out about a year ago. But I think if we're talking about, you know, somebody or, you know, a sports figure that you'd want to go out to a bar with and just hang out with and somebody you can keep in contact with, I mean, it's already happened with Barkley, so I think he's the guy.
Yeah, Barkley's a legend. Everybody knows this. Barkley's a legend.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to dispute that. And I didn't put Barkley on my list because, like, I think that was just assumed. Like, I'm kind of going for players that maybe aren't as high profile. Maybe a few might be later down on my list, but... Barkley's just the best.
Yeah, even with someone as high profile as Barkley, you can never run out of stories, right? Like, this guy came into the league in 84 in the Jordan class. So battled Jordan all those years. And so, like, you could get a group of stories on that on its own, just like his playing career. Went through, like, the Dr. J and Moses Malone 76ers, too. Had the Suns in the 90s. Obviously, MVP years. And then going into, like, broadcasting... It opens up a whole slew of stuff. Great pick, Josh. Great pick.
Yeah, just hearing the stories from, I think it was Barcelona back in 92 for the Olympics. That would have been something to hear about how him and MJ just probably painted the town red. And Barkley had like a following whenever he went out. Like, there's been photos that have come out showing like thousands of people following him around wherever they were staying, just walking around the streets. And he was like the only player that decided to go out, besides Stockton, because Stockton said that nobody had any idea who the hell he was. And that everyone just thought he was some like random white accountant from Alabama or something.
All right, Raj, who's your number two pick?
This may be a bit controversial, but I think based off of what I've seen from him, I think he'd be a great talk, pretty straightforward. And I think he just has tons of stories. I'm going to go with Doc Rivers. He's obviously played against some of the greats in the game. And then now more recently, he's been a coach of some of the bigger personalities like KG. He's been a coach of the Clippers. He's obviously coaching Kawhi and PG. And he was around during the Donald Sterling NBA fiasco. And I think he just is a very upfront person. I don't think he's the best coach, but I think overall as a person, he's pretty direct. He says things how they are. The way he kind of handled himself during the whole Kobe Bryant situation, like he seemed very raw. And I think he's had so much NBA experience that if I was in a room with him, I would listen, because I think he would have tons of great stories. And he also seems like he has a bit of humor in him as well. So I would definitely like to be in a room with Doc Rivers and get a drink with him sometime.
That's a hard disagree from me. Because how can you listen to this guy when all you're thinking the entire time is when he's talking is, when are you going to clear your throat? He sounds like there's something stuck in there. He yells too much. It's hard to listen to him.
I think it's like permanent damage to his vocal cords or something. Like, I would love to hear Doc Rivers on an interview like 25 years ago.
Yeah, and then you listen to like a guy like Tom Thibodeau who yells more than Doc, and yet he has a very heavenly voice. Very soft-spoken. And yet Doc sounds like his vocal cords are just destroyed.
Yeah, you're getting to into the acoustics of it all.
Yeah, we're having a conversation with somebody, though. You can't be thinking the entire time, like, I want to get out of here because I just can't stand listening to this guy's voice.
Yeah, that's the one asterisk besides him. But I would definitely put him in my top five. And again, these are not, like, the biggest names in the NBA, but these are people that I think would have great stories.
I mean, I like to have a text conversation with Doc Rivers, but listening to him?
Well done. I'm going a little older than both of you guys. I'm going with Isaiah Thomas, the first. The original Isaiah Thomas from the Bad Boy Pistons.
Oh, God.
What up?
God.
You know why, Josh? One of the main reasons? You got to look at the guy too, right? Isaiah Thomas looks like he's 40. Dude is 58. This man has not aged at all. Always has a
big
smile.
Clearly somebody has an Isaiah Thomas poster in their bedroom.
Maybe as a child.
Probably on the ceiling too, so you can look at him before you sleep.
Yeah, yo, look at that smile. Look at that smile. Every time he's talking to you, he's smiling. Come on, man. How do you not want to talk to Isaiah? He's got good stories. He's like, you've watched all the open court episodes with Isaiah on it. You know that
ask
this man
about
is
the sexual harassment lawsuits.
Yeah, see, you don't need to talk about that. You get to dictate the conversation. You just brush
ask
right
him
past
about running the Knicks.
I would ask him about the Knicks. Why wouldn't you ask him about the Knicks?
This man Eddie is, Curry?
Yeah. He's been in the NBA since like the 70s, man. Why would you not want to talk to this guy? He literally knows everything about the NBA. Not the 70s. He was drafted in 81. That's my bad. But he's one of the few old guys who doesn't talk trash about the current NBA, right? Like,
true.
He actually acknowledges how good these guys are. He's not out there just talking shit like Barkley and Shaq are all the time. That's why I want to talk to Isaiah.
And Isaiah is the one guy who just absolutely despises Jordan. So you could just walk up to him and be like, all right, Michael Jordan, go.
Yeah.
And just see the vitriol.
Imagine if you get him drinking. My God.
I don't think he has to drink in order to talk shit about
Peter's gonna drop something in his drink. Yeah.
Just a little
MJ and Pippen got him kicked off the Dream Team, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, not kicked off, but like they vetoed him even becoming an option. And like the Dream Team. The first time NBA players could play in the Olympics, and you don't let Isaiah Thomas on? Probably the second best point guard at that time? Come on, man. Maybe even the best, because Magic just retired. Come on. I would love to hear Isaiah talk.
Yeah, Isaiah is a solid choice. He's definitely got a lot of stories, and I would mostly like to hear about MJ, and then obviously the Knicks talk with him just destroying that team.
It was a great Knicks team.
It's fun to watch in a whole different way.
All right, who's yours?
I'm going to go with Rasheed Wallace.
Bobby was sensational last night on the offensive.
Same sort of idea as like Stack Jack, in that he just has no filter. And I just feel like he's going to be honest about whatever he's talking about, no matter who it is. And he's going to let out a lot of stuff that, you know, would normally just be locker room talk where it stays in the locker room. But I think that she would just be able to help himself and start talking crap about, Tayshaun Prince in the locker room. Doing random stuff that nobody ever knew about.
Hey, relax with the Tayshaun slander. Come on, man.
Oh, man. Curious George. But yeah, I think Rasheed Wallace would be definitely high up on my list. It was between him and KG, and I think KG's already told a lot of his stories. If you've listened to a lot of the clips over the years with KG and, Area 21 and just podcasts he's done over the years, but nobody really knows a lot about Rashid.
Rashid would be great. I remember during the Pistons run in 04, there was a story that he used to tip out every, like, all the towel boys, like, $5,000 after game, just because.
Yeah, and everyone who's played with him said he was the best teammate they've ever had.
Yeah, like, that's a cool dude. I would, yeah, that's a great pick. Rashid would be awesome to talk to.
Feels like Russell Westbrook is now the Rashid Wallace of the NBA, in that everyone who plays with him says that he's, like, the greatest teammate, and everyone, you know, outside of wherever he is at the time just says that he's, like, the worst because of how he plays.
Yeah, but nobody hated the way Rashid played.
No, I mean, it was in a different way. Like, they're opposites on the court, obviously, and that Rashid could have done a lot more. I think that's why people are pissed off at him, because he could have been as good as, you know, KG and Tim Duncan, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But he chose to stay in the background and just be the consummate teammate and a guy who just fit in instead of being a dominant player for the most part.
It's a good man. Raj, you got a current player?
All right, well, I'm going to go current player. This is probably a player that has had a lot of media attention or attention more recently. I think Klay Thompson or Steph Curry. Now, I'm trying to decide. I'd probably go with Klay Thompson just because I think he's very, like, unique in today's NBA. And everyone is pretty well aware that he seems to, like, be a little more old school, still reads the newspaper, doesn't spend this much time on the screen or social media. But I feel like he's obviously been through a lot in the last 5 years, and seeing him rise in the NBA and also grow up in an NBA family where his dad used to call the games for the Lakers and so forth. So, like, I think Klay Thompson would be one of my picks for today's NBA. I just think he's, like, a chill, laid-back guy. Have a good conversation with him.
He's the Keanu Reeves of the NBA. Everyone loves him, and he talks like a surfer.
Because he's high all the time, man.
Yeah. Him and Rocco.
Now, the question is, would you want to get a drink with Klay, or would you want to smoke with Klay?
Oof. I'd probably get a drink with Klay. I think smoking would be good, but I'm not much of a smoker, so I'd have to go with the drink.
Fair. Klay is a good choice.
You'd have to smoke and then go help him walk his dog on the beach. That would be the play right there.
Go hang out with Rocco.
Him and Rocco, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Klay's great. Remember that clip of him, like, mid-interview just taking a sip of beer and then going... And then just continues on as if nothing happened. What a
bit of curb there, eh?
Right? What a boss move. Yeah. I like it. That's
did
a good
see, did you ever see the clip of, I think it was him walking through New York, and some reporter came up to him talking about some construction that was happening in the area, not even realizing that it was him?
NBA champ Klay Thompson says he looks up curious, but still quickly walks underneath.
I usually observe if the piping and stuff is new, or if sometimes, you know, some of it looks like it's been there a while. I kind of try to avoid that.
Klay, you kind of had a viral video this morning where you were just randomly talking on the street with the news report. Just how did that happen?
I was walking, and she asked me if I wanted an interview. I said, sure. And interesting topic. Unfortunately, people got hurt. And it's cool to get my opinion. Active citizen in the community.
Yeah. They asked him about scaffolding or something.
Yeah, scaffolding, that's it. Yeah. I mean, Klay went in like a 2 to 3 minute thing about scaffolding and how much he knew about it.
Dude's like 6'8". How do you not recognize this guy?
I don't know.
Oh my god. That's a good pick, Raj. I like that. I'm gonna go with one that'll probably anger a lot of people. I'm going with Kyrie Irving, guys. I want to know what kind of crazy stuff this guy's on. And, yo.
You better bring your science textbook.
See, that's what I'm getting at. You guys both know me. You've seen me interacting with a lot of our friends. I like to push people a lot. You know, I'm going to press this guy on everything he thinks. And I'm not even going to be like, no, you're wrong. I'm just going to ask him why. Like, why do you think this? Why is this in your head? How did you come to this
conclusion?
The problem
is, if you do that, he's going to go into like a 1 hour, you know, talk about whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, man. I'm cool with it. I just want to know, like, how do you get your information? What are you reading or what are you watching to believe this kind of stuff? If he wants to take philosophy 101, I'm going to bring him up to philosophy 201.
I feel like if you were interviewing him and you had a globe on the table, he would cut it to where it was flat instead of round.
So, no, you're doing this all wrong. gets a knife out and just flattens.
This is not factual, Peter.
Yo, don't lie. It would be entertaining for at least 10 minutes if you were there listening in.
Oh, it'll be a fun time for sure.
Yeah. That's all I want. I just want to have some fun with these guys. All right, Josh, who's your current player?
I think I would probably have to go with Patrick Beverley. Staying with, you know, the fiery type of player who would just speak his mind and have no filter once again. And just hearing how he came up and all the stories from the mean streets of Chicago and how he survived that to turn into what he is today. And just to hear about him talking shit about Westbrook. That's the main reason why.
You just hate for Westbrook, eh?
Yes. And I just want to hear him admit that he tried to injure him during the 2000 and whatever it was, 15-16 playoffs.
Yo, he would never admit that. Come on.
I think he would.
I don't think so. No, who would ever admit to trying to injure another player?
If it's off the record, I think he could.
Fine. I think he's too smart for that, though. Sorry, man. I got to disagree with this one. Beverly is a good listen to, though.
Yeah, but he's definitely someone who probably now thinks he's better than he is because he's playing with on the super team with the Clippers now. Like he's not. I don't think he's as raw as he was a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
I think if you told him that in person, he'd kick your ass.
He probably would.
Yeah. Probably.
You're not probably as raw as you used to be, Pat.
Would you say to me, "Bam"?
He probably would fight you then and there.
Raj, who's your next?
Yeah, so another player, and this is almost like cheating. And I think there's a lot already said, but I would choose Vince Carter. I think obviously his career has been so long. He's done so much. He's Canadian. He's played for a Canadian team.
Wow. <yeah. laughs> Almost got yourself.
Yeah, like see. Yeah, I know there's the whole documentary with the Carter effect and all that, but I think just to hear it from him, hear some other stories, I think he's a journeyman. He's at the end of his NBA career. There's just a lot to talk about, a lot of topics, and I think he's, in my opinion, misunderstood a bit, and he has been for his leave once he's left Toronto, and he hasn't hit the same heights as some of the other NBA greats, but I think he's an NBA icon for a few reasons. So he is a current player still, so I'm cheating a bit, but that would be my pick.
Once again, hard to disagree. Can't stand Vince Carter. I hate the 180 that the media has done with him after what he did to Toronto. Never forgive, never forget.
Well, you can forgive and not forget. Why can't you forgive?
I mean, to have that many years of purgatory as a Raptors fan, it was tough. I mean, the tickets were super cheap, so that was fun, but outside of that, you ruined that franchise for years.
Yo, you got to relish in Rafael Araújo.
Oh, God.
Yeah, come on,
what
man.
What a time that was.
Yeah.
Rob Babcock, RIP, what were you thinking?
I don't know. I don't mind it. I wouldn't say he's at the top of my list, but Vince would be a good talk. He also has been around for like 20 years, right?
Yeah,
the problem
I think
now he's like super media savvy, so I don't really think that he'd say much. Like, he's great on podcasts and broadcasts now, but he's been media trained.
That's true. But he would cancel out your Doc Rivers hard voice because Vince is smooth.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. I had to go that way. I had to go for the smooth talkers. I don't want to hurt my eardrums, eh?
Balance it all out. All right. For my next pick, I don't know. This one was kind of tough. I was leaning towards two players, again, similar to you, Raj. Not teammates, though. I got either between Jaylen Brown or Jimmy Butler. And here's why. Jaylen Brown, you have someone who's actually smart to cancel out Kyrie. You have someone who's, you know, given lectures at MIT. You know what I mean? Like, they don't ask anyone to do this. He purposely asked the school to not publicize this until afterwards. So he didn't want any media around. Like, this dude knows what he's doing. I think he would be, it's like a really interesting talk. And then Jimmy Butler.
You want polar opposite with Kyrie to Jaylen Brown, eh?
Exactly.
You needed that balance.
Exactly. And if you're at that same table, my God, it'd be amazing. And then Jimmy Butler, similar to Pat Beverly for you, Josh. Jimmy Butler has like a straight up rags to riches story, except he's an all-star, whereas Beverly is not, right? And I love hearing this guy talk. Every time he's on a podcast, every time he's got an interview, I always tune in. I always got to listen. He was a genius when he was leaving Minnesota. He had Rachel Nichols and the Jump come in literally the day that he pulled third stringers and whooped the starters' asses in practice. So I'm debating between the two. I think I would lean Jimmy Butler because I think the stories would be better. But Jaylen Brown is definitely up there too.
Yeah, I think one thing that I'm going to disagree a bit with Jimmy Butler is, like, I think some days you'd get a good, like, a good conversation with Jimmy Butler, but some days you wouldn't. Like, I consider him one of the more polarizing people in the NBA, and that sometimes leads to good stories and good conversation, but I don't know if I'd jive with him. I think a bit of me thinks he's a bit arrogant, and he says he's a man of the people, but it's a bit different. Like, it's, I don't know. I've mixed opinions with Jimmy Butler, but I think the Jaylen Brown pick is a unique one. I think Jimmy would be a good talk, but I don't know if I'd jive with him.
Yeah, Jimmy would just bust your balls the entire conversation.
Cool with it.
I like that. I like that pick.
Why not, man? You're supposed to have fun. I don't think he would be doing it in, like, a disrespectful manner. Like, he seems like the guy who would talk. Yeah, he would just talk trash to you, like your boy. I would love that. Why not? Have some fun.
I like the pick.
All right, Josh. Who's your next?
Trae Young. I just want to ask him why he still has the same haircut. That's
dude.
It.
That's so unnecessary.
I just don't understand it. Like, how is no sponsor told him, like, you need to cut that thing because we can't have you on screen? Like, what is going on? What do you even call that? It's not like a Jerry curl. It's just, it's, ugh.
Oh my God, this is so unnecessary.
This guy's not getting drinks. He's getting a shot with a guy at the bar and then leaving.
Pretty much.
Josh is going for barbershop talk. Come on, man. That's so rude.
No, it's the truth. Come on. We're all thinking it.
I don't care what his hair looks like. Damn.
Who has worse hair in the NBA than Trae Young?
Kenny Smith. How about that? Kenny
he doesn't
Smith
have
bald.
Hair.
Kenny Smith, bald for all these years, somehow has a magical outline now. I don't, it's a little suspect, you know?
He's got the Carlos Boozer.
I don't know. Carlos Boozer has something to say about that.
True.
And LeBron.
LeBron's leaning into it. Kinda. At least he lost his headband.
Yeah, that one year where his hairline went from, like, way back to back in the front again. Yeah. Shaq was making fun of him on TNT.
LeBron had, like, a 12-year-old hairline all over again.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right, Raj, who's your flex?
Oh, they got him.
Oh, my
God. They got him.
Corona.
I didn't mean that, but damn.
Oh, man. He's over. It's done.
Raj?
Is he okay?
No. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
What happened?
I accidentally muted the mic. I muted the mic.
Jeez.
But yeah, I was switching between two players, forgot one of them, so I'm gonna go with the other one that stuck in my mind, and I honestly had this before we were even talking about it pre-podcast. I would love to interview Boris Diaw. I think great, funny guy. He's played with some good players, like with Steve Nash. He's played on the Spurs, been coached by Pop. Probably not the most athletic guy, but he made it work. Seemed like he always liked to have fun during his time in the NBA. I would love to hang out with him, have some nice bougie-ass wine, and shoot the shit. So Boris Diaw, and if I remember who I was thinking about, I'll let you guys know. But he's my flex play. He'd probably be one of my top three guys, to be honest.
Okay, a follow-up question. If he was living in France right now, would you do it?
Absolutely not. We'll Skype.
You're not going out to a French cafe with him?
I'm telling you, Joe Johnson ISO, I'm trying my best here.
There you go. I like that.
I feel
pick.
Like after the story about Jared Leto being gone for 2 weeks and then coming back yesterday and realizing what happened in the world, I think Boris Diaw is the next kind of story to come out like that. I feel like he's on an island somewhere and just has no idea what's going on in the world.
Wait, what?
You didn't hear about that?
No. What story?
No, Jared Leto was gone for like 2 weeks doing like a meditation vacation, I guess, somewhere out in the hills. So they had no communication out there. And then he came back to civilization yesterday, and then he obviously caught up on what was happening, and he had no idea what the hell was happening before that.
Okay. That's random.
Yeah. So I feel like Boris Diaw is the next kind of story like that, where he just has zero idea what's going on in the world right now. He's on some, like, random island out in the Philippines or something.
Yeah, he's probably on a boat somewhere.
Yeah, he's always on a boat now. He's retired. He's just having a good time. Good for him. The Hugh Hefner of France.
Yeah, exactly. And you can ask my sources when I was thinking about these five players that I mentioned his name, probably one or two.
Now, do I want to go with a current or a past player? I think retired players tend to be more candid, right? Because they don't have anything to lose anymore. Ah, man. I don't know. Josh, you wanna fill in here while I think of somebody good?
Phil Jackson.
Nice.
Just to hear all the stories about both Michael and Kobe and Shaq, obviously. And, you know, how life was back in the NBA in the 70s and how much pot he smoked back then and what he's up to now. It'd be great.
And honestly, you'd learn a lot about geometry.
Yeah, that as well.
Damn, that's a good pick. Oh, man, I had someone just... Oh, how about I change it? I'm going with Joe Ingles. We've all heard him on podcasts. This guy sounds Jingles. Great. Yeah. Seems like the most down-to-earth dude that you can ever talk to in the NBA right now. I'm going with Joe Ingles.
Yeah, and he talks so much smack on the court, too.
Yeah, like he tells people he's going to do a fake before he does it. Like that kind of stuff is what you want.
And he got Paul George out of his comfort zone and totally dominated him that series.
Yeah, of course. I think we got a pretty good squad of people here.
Yeah, now we just got to make it happen, Peter. Work those emails. Yeah.
Let me cold call everybody. Just set up a 40-person Skype call next time.
I feel like Phil Jackson would be the easiest person to contact out of all these so far.
He might not have internet on his farm.
That's true. But I feel like I'm going to go visit him.
He's out in Wyoming?
He's in Montana.
Oh, Montana. Yeah. True that. Montana.
As long as you do the Zen stuff with him, I think he'd allow you into his place and stay for the day.
So as long as you smoke weed with Phil, you think he's okay?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Very nice. All right. Moving on. I got a little trivia for you guys. How about that? Some NBA trivia, something that we've all missed. It's a little bit stats-based, but, you know, obviously you want to stay kind of relevant with the information. We're going to talk about the top stats leaders in the NBA this year, assuming that, you know, it ends and whatever. I don't want to forget these guys and how well they've done this year. So, we're going to name off the top three players in each of the major relevant categories on NBAstats.com. Who do you think are your top three, or four, there's two tied for three, four players in points per game this year?
James Harden.
He is number one at...
Yeah, James Harden, number one.
34.4 points per game, which is damn high.
We'll take turns, so you go next.
Raj?
Yeah, I'm going to say...
Oof. Throw him out there, man.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of who's actually number two. I'd probably have to say Dame Lillard.
Dame Lillard is number five at 28.9.
Oof.
B-Rad Beal.
B-Radley Beal is number two at 30.5. This guy, ever since the All-Star break, this guy's been on even more of a tear.
And nobody's noticed.
Yep.
You know what's sad? He's on my fantasy team. I just don't care about points.
Did you notice that he was scoring?
Yeah, but like I'm still dead last in points every week.
Fair. All right, number three and four. Who you got, Raj? Someone that we talked about already.
Well, okay, well, then that's Trae Young.
There it is.
Because it's not Klay Thompson, I can tell you that.
29.6 points per game for Trae Young. Your all-star starter. Josh, round this out.
That was going to be my guess, but since we've named him, Luka.
No. Sorry. Luka is...
Come on, I got this.
Hold on. Luka is number six at 28.7. All right, Raj, you got...
I got this. I wouldn't have got Trae Young if you didn't tell me the hint, but I was going to say this year's MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Bang, bang. 29.6, tied with Trae Young. All right, moving on. Rebounds per game. Raj started off.
Oof. This is going to be tough. Andre Drummond.
Andre.
Probably number one.
Andre Drummond is number one at 15.2. We're going to go top four since three and four are tied.
Corona Bear.
Corona Rudy. Oof. Number four at 13.7. Very nice.
Man, the big man's died. A guy who probably gets a lot of boards. I want to say... Bam Adebayo.
Let me see. Bam is number eight.
Oof.
Yeah, not quite there yet. Bam's number eight at 10.5.
One of the two guys is injured, right?
Yes, but...
Okay. I think I know both, but...
Okay.
Giannis.
Sorry?
Giannis.
Giannis is number three. 13.7. Raj.
So there's someone who's number two?
Yep. Rebounding more than Giannis and Rudy Gobert.
And he's injured, right?
Nope.
Oh. Interesting.
Not injured. Okay. The only person that's like screaming out is Sabonis for me.
Of course you would think Sabonis. No, he's number five at 12.4.
I thought it was Capella.
No, Capella definitely not.
Because he had like a streak of like 20 rebound games in a row. So
Capella's lost all his rebounds to Russell Westbrook too, though. Hassan Whiteside is correct, Raj. 14.2.
Yeah, a team with no bigs. Like someone who just literally grabs everything.
I think one of the best quotes
Where's Jokic?
So far this season is after one of the recent games. They asked Whiteside a question, and Whiteside all of a sudden blurted out that he should be the defensive player of the year, despite Portland being number 27 in defense.
That's kind of important. Rebounds finish a defensive possession, man.
He's also leading the league in block shots, too, I think. So
3.1, yeah.
Goes to show you sometimes, you know, stats mean nothing.
Or they don't value him enough.
Let's play a game here. How much is he going to get paid this offseason?
Whiteside?
Yeah.
Like 12.
How many years, too?
12 or 15 for, like, 3 years.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
3 years, $60 million.
No way. Y'all are crazy.
Man. Yeah, man. Bigs get paid. It's hard to get bigs.
If he's going to get paid that much, he's going to get 2 years max. And if not, he'll get, like, 3 years at, like, $12 million per.
Yeah, I think...
Remember, Corey Joseph got 3 years, $36 million or something.
Well, it's a good thing the Kings don't have cap space this offseason.
Yeah, Whiteside's going to go to the Knicks.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Christian Wood go to the Knicks. That rumor actually makes a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Dolan's probably
scared.
That would
be a smart thing to do, which the Knicks is not. You know, they're obviously not known for, so I think they probably will sign Whiteside instead.
Yeah, man. Keep that.
Christian Wood is good.
Get all the bigs. Get them both. Why not? Rush, to answer your question, Nikola Jokic has 10.2 rebounds per game at number 9. Moving on.
So he's averaging a double-double.
Oh, yeah. Moving on.
Okay.
Assists per game. Top 3, please. Starting with Joshua.
LeBron.
LeBron is at 10.6 at number 1. Raj?
Okay. Luka Doncic.
Luka is number 4 at 8.7.
Oof.
The guy with the shitty haircut.
Yeah, your boy Trae Young, all-star starter, 9.3 assists, number 2. So you're looking for number 3 right now.
Ben Simmons?
No, Ben Simmons, number 5, 8.2.
Oh my god, I'm fucking shit in the bed.
Wow. Josh, you got any ideas here? I'm going to give you each one more guess until I start giving hints.
Good question. This is me stalling for time. It's nobody on Houston, obviously, since they've gone back and forth in terms of who's handling the ball a lot. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Come on, man. Throw out a name.
No, Lonzo can't be it. Lonzo's been on a nice streak, though, lately. He's probably averaging only 7, though.
Lonzo's averaging exactly 7. Nice
there
job.
There you go.
All right, Raj, who you got?
Ish Smith.
Only from Wake Forest. Raj.
Beal has all those points, right?
What?
Beal has those points, but not Ish Smith. I'm going to say Dame.
Yo, Raj. Dame, yeah, number 6. 7.8. You got a streak of going right after what we need.
Well, I'm trying to go for number 2 or 3.
Yeah. The hints are... Let's say this guy plays in the West on a team fighting for a playoff spot.
It's not Morant.
Just throw him out if you got it.
Okay.
Not Fox. Not Morant.
Rubio?
Rubio. Bang.
I was going to say, I didn't think he was that high. Holy crap.
8.9.
Yeah, I thought... How many games has he played? Like 50? 45?
57. Can you believe it?
Jeez, really? I thought he missed more games than that early in the season.
I did too. He's played more than Luka Doncic and Ben Simmons. How about that? Ricky Rubio, quietly a very strong year.
And once again, it means absolutely nothing.
Next up, we got your favorite, blocks per game. You guys already said Hassan Whiteside at number one at 3.1. So let's go from 2 to 4.
All right. I'm going to go with Anthony Davis.
Very nice. He's number 3 at 2.4.
Miles Turner.
Miles Turner is number 4 at 2.2. Who's got that 2 spot?
It probably is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No, it is not. Giannis is, wow, 26. Huh. Only one per game. What? That's surprising, eh?
That is surprising. I thought, like, as a team, they averaged a lot of blocks.
Oh, as a team, they do.
Oh, Brooke.
There it is. Brooke Lopez.
Fuck me. Fuck me.
Brooke Lopez, 2.4. All right, we'll go with, let's do these quick steals per game.
Kawhi is definitely up there.
Kawhi Leonard is number 5 at 1.8.
It's tough. Jimmy Butler?
Butler's number 8 at 1.7. So you're looking at all Eastern Conference players right now.
Trae Young?
No.
Not turnovers per game.
There you go.
I'm going to say Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, number 1 at 2.1 steals. Now you're looking at a guard and a big.
A big, eh?
One guard and Giannis. One big. Giannis is not on this list. One guard and one big.
Marcus Smart?
Marcus Smart is number 11 at 1.6. You are looking at two players who are not in the playoffs right now.
No. I was going to guess Kyle Lowry, but guess not.
No. Non-playoff teams.
It's probably like way off, but Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine is number 16 at 1.5, but not way off. Is my hint.
It's not Satoransky.
No. God, no.
Is it Chris Dunn?
It is. Chris Dunn at 2 steals per game. And then the last
you
one.
Said is a big.
It's a big. Just traded. That should give it away.
Just traded.
Yep.
Easily like a, forgotten. Like a center?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, Andre Drummond?
Yeah. 1.9 steals per game, Andre Drummond. All right, let's go with field goal percentage, and then we'll round it off with that one. This is always a fun one because you see so many guys with like 60.
I know who number one is.
Who?
It's Robinson from New York.
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson, 74.2.
My man. I keep seeing that on Twitter. Like, I'll just tell like Knick fans have to go on right now. It's like Ntilikina has one good game, and then Robinson is a field goal leader.
Yeah, well, all he does is dunk, and occasionally do layup. So Mitchell Robinson, you got. Two more. One is
I think he's the all-time leader, isn't he, too?
Probably. Yeah. But he also doesn't play that much.
He should.
I mean, yeah, because it's the Knicks, but...
Now he's playing more. Yeah.
Well, now he's playing less, you know what I'm saying? All right, who else? You got one from the East, one from the West, both bigs, obviously.
All right, Giannis?
Nope.
Hassan Whiteside.
Nope.
Gobert.
Gobert, correct. 69.8%.
DeAndre Jordan.
No, but close.
Allen.
Yeah. Jarrett Allen. Rounding it out. So how about that, guys?
He's one of those two guys because they only use their centers for alley-oops.
Yeah, pretty much. Or pick or and roll.
Or put back dunks.
Yeah. How about that for some trivia? You guys had a little bit of trouble there, man. I'm shocked.
Next episode, I'll bring some historical trivia.
Yes, historical trivia will be better. That's it. That's all we got for Corona episode number 2. Oh, man, I really hope the NBA comes back soon, but I also really hope that we can go outside soon, too. More so for us going outside than the NBA coming back. I'd rather
That's
have
the worst
air.
Part about this is like all the activities are also postponed. So you can't do anything. It's brutal.
Yeah, I'd be okay if I could watch sports at night, but I can't. It's pretty rough, guys. What are you guys doing? What are you watching on Netflix or Hulu or whatever you're watching? Give me one show or movie that you've watched.
Well, I'll start. I've been watching a bit of Love is Blind because I literally have nothing else to do.
I've heard that show is trash.
It is flaming hot trash. It's historically bad, but in dire times called dire shows.
Fair. Josh, you got anything good?
We just started watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off last night.
No, not bad.
A classic.
Yeah. I've never actually seen it in full. Like, I've seen clips of it here and there, or like I'll watch like half an hour on TV kind of thing. But yeah. never watched it from beginning to end.
I think it stands up.
Yeah.
The comedy's not that bad.
It's the classic school teacher is sick, substitute teacher plays the movie that I've seen in high school.
True.
And I've also been watching the Raptors playoff run, I'm not going to lie.
So sad.
How is that sad?
Well, I meant
champs,
sad.
Baby.
Yeah, by default, sure.
Two-time champs after this year.
No, still one time.
Still counts, right?
2 year, one time.
Well, if we continue to be champs throughout the year, that makes us defending champions.
No.
Therefore, it's two-time. Time. Damn it.
Sorry. I've been watching a lot of Homeland and like random. You know what I started doing? I started watching the final game of every NBA Finals since 2000. Not the whole game, though, because that's like a lot of actual time committed, but like the long highlights are like 15, 20 minutes. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. They are just. I did that with a few of the Raptors playoff games, but I actually probably will end up getting League Pass just so that I can watch like the game in full, because it's a little frustrating when you just like watching like teams trade threes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I remember what's going to happen, but like, you know, the highlights aren't going to show missed shots or like bad possessions, and sometimes that just builds up in the anticipation, even though we know the result.
Yeah, true. All right, that's it. That's all. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, Anchor, all the major podcast platforms. You can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Stretch4Pod. And until next time, peace.